Okie doke. Yes, dear.
Is it me?
You bet.
Okay, this is Senior Housing Joint Powers Board. I'm handing you a map of our senior center and our existing housing where it's located. We are in need of building we need some kind of a shop, a garage, my senior center is chock full. Our garages, we need a shop for our senior housing maintenance person. We need a partial part of it to be heated with a sink that he can work on things, and we need ground. Andy and Joel, you know that you remember that when we went, when we came to you about all of this ground, I'm talking block 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, to build our senior center. You guys bought this ground from Nichols, and for our new senior center, which you own the senior center and the ground that the senior center's on, and then the housing, we didn't at that time, for you knew, we had no idea how we bought this ground for future senior projects, knowing that we wanted senior housing one day, and this was our vision. When we came up with a plan to build the senior housing, and we partnered with the county commissioners and the town of Marbleton and the town of Big Piney to build the senior housing. At that time, the commissioners decided not to just go ahead and deed the rest of this ground over to us as we originally had talked, which was fine. We weren't building on it at the time. We were building on these other two blocks. But we're in need. We're renting a storage unit, and my garage is still full. When you think about it, we've got 24 washers, 24 dryers, 24, you know, and when one thing goes out of the washer and we get a new washer, well, we're not just going to pitch those washers because our maintenance guy can use parts off of, and so they end up getting stored. We've got attic storage from the build that we don't want to get rid of, and it's been parked at my senior center, and we've outgrown it. And so we would like to, on our own, build this shop. We don't need money to build a shop or a garage, but we need the ground. And at this time, right now, and ever since the senior housing and the senior center has been built, the town of Marbleton has maintained and taken care of that ground. Otherwise, they've kept it in good shape for you guys, and we thank them for that. But at this point, we would like to go ahead at this point and just ask for the rest of this ground to develop as we we haven't come up with any new ideas. We kind of have, but it's hard to make plans when you don't have the ground to put it on. Right now, we do need a shop. We need a garage-type workshop to keep our stuff in. And
I'd just like to reiterate this. You know, we need the shop, but you know, this way, if you guys would be kind enough to go ahead and deed this to the senior housing, which again, that's what it was originally designed for, or senior projects, you know, anything we do in the future, it's going to be written up between the senior housing and our senior center and the county. So this way, you know, we can do it all at one time, get the land, we take care of it, you know, it's kind of off your books, and we can start up with this shop. Continue to maintain, you know, the outlets and all that, because it's plumbed and all those things. We just feel it'd be easier for you know, us to know what we have, and again, we do talk some future development. Again, it'll have to be approved through you guys, but that's one less step to go through if we just do start discussing, future boards do.
Sure.
So that's, we still need to ask and get this taken care of.
Mr. Mayor, in the future then, when you go to develop the rest of these lots and such, how is it that the county has any say if the county doesn't own anything?
I think when you deed this to us, we can put that right in there, that to be utilized and approved by, you know, future commissioners.
Okay, so
deed restrictions.
I think a deed restriction
future
is really simple. Yes, sir. I think, but that way, you know, we can talk again to our board and the towns and the community and say, you know, what all would you like, and we can present it to you guys, and you know, it's one less step, you know. And it's something off your books, you know. We that way we know, you know, taxes.
What one cost? I mean, we're working really hard not to raise these seniors' rent. I've told every one of you. I mean, just beaming proud at the success of the senior housing here, and we did it, and we did it right, and it is amazing. And we weren't counting on at that time and having to pay property taxes on which you guys do too on your senior housing in Pinedale. You know, that's $13,000 that we didn't count on. You know, so I'm thinking that we could think outside the box, and we could maybe put something in there that maybe would generate some money that would go back into the senior housing. I don't know. You know, your brain just kind of goes, and we might could do something that. But right now, we need a shop.
Right. Would it it would ease your tax burden if you just took a piece of it now rather than all of it, though?
Which portion are you asking for?
Yeah. I'm asking you for all of them.
Well, I realize.
Which portion would be ideal for the shop?
Ideally, Block 5.
Block 5?
Northeast, I'm sorry. Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be Northeast.
We hate to use the Block 4 just because we can envision something
would
in there that... you know, would be something really central and cool that we could put there.
I understand that, but from a maintenance guy standpoint, he'd love to have Block 4.
Yeah, but
because he's so close to everything else.
Yeah.
But yeah,
there's a designation park/open space on Block 4.
Yeah.
Is that something the commissioners put on there, or was that?
That was when we first laid this out, that's what we were thinking was some open space, but
sure.
You know, that I don't know. I can see something.
There's not a covenant to that effect, then.
No. One of our original designs was have housing on, you know, all the way around that. In one
and this
and five also.
Right.
And have that, like you said, an open space park, you know, whatever.
Cool.
And right now our housing needs right now seem to be pretty good. We have quite a waiting list on the one bedrooms. We've had a two bedroom open right now for 2 months, and we're moving someone in. We do have a waiting list on the two bedroom, but there's like four people that need to sell their homes before they can move in. But they're on that waiting list, and as soon as their house is sold, they want in, and they want in now. But our one bedrooms, we probably have a waiting list of 8 or 9 on, and we're not seeing any, we don't have money to build new, more, but we're not seeing that it's,
So Mr. Chairman, would this request, this land, will be deeded to the seniors joint powers board?
Joint powers board, yes.
Okay.
Yep. It'd be just a quick claim deed, right?
Probably, yep.
Yep.
If you deeded it over, could we deed it to the town of Marlton and they wouldn't have to pay taxes on it?
I don't think so.
Well, we wouldn't have to pay taxes on it because
they have the
not
same
housing.
Requirements.
It's not senior housing, correct?
Right. The only
There's
problem
nothing...
the only problem you're going to run into, because I've been able to dance around the assessor for a while.
She's got her number now,
yeah,
boy.
But
yeah,
we're supposed to be using it for governmental purposes.
Right.
Well, we got bare ground that's kind of flying under the radar. If we were doing something that had a governmental purpose, we would probably be a little more blessed than what we are right now.
Yeah.
So it's like the land that the county owns, we have to pay. We've got a 40-acre piece that we lease out to hay,
yeah,
and we get ag rates on it. But if we didn't, we would be paying taxes
lot
on it. And
I
you know,
don't
I mean,
see how it's not going to increase your tax burden.
We're pretty good where we're at.
Sure, I'm sure of that.
We're pretty good.
It'd
what?
Be a leaser tax burden if you just took a part now for what your needs were. But I know that look, Joan, and I've seen it many times. Especially during budget.
No, I just get these visions in my head. I just, you know, and so far they've turned out good. So far they've been really good. And, you know, I've got some visions up here.
I know.
And
the board's willing, very willing to support. Keep Joan's momentum going.
Yeah.
This to our board is totally behind.
Are you saying you can cover the taxes?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Commissioner.
Mr. Chairman, I don't have a problem with it as long as we have assurance it will continue to be used for senior purposes, and I can't imagine anything else. What I would not want to do is some future board, once we're all gone, decide to, well, we're going to leave here, a lot of demand for land, we're going to sell it off for privatizing again.
Yeah.
I would not want to see that happen.
And that's my big fear is that you guys will go off and you guys will go, what's that? Wow.
I don't remember agreeing to that.
Yeah, you know, and so that's a genuine fear of mine.
You could legitimize this concern if you had the motion with the appropriate word for the
approval.
You know, this community is everything to us, and between the town of Marlton and the town of Big Piney and the county commissioners, I feel like we make very good partners.
There's no doubt. It's a good outfit there. Could you give us a little time to think on this? Can you give us 2 weeks?
It's your bet.
Okay.
Be glad to.
Well, one thought is if we do go through a deed transfer, we could put the deed restrictions in there. Let's say for senior housing or senior benefits only.
Right.
Can the joint power board may change, but at least it'd be on the deed.
Can I play devil's advocate here for just a second? And senior services, great. But if you decide to build a skilled nursing facility that competes with the one up in Pinedale, that might be an issue.
If I decide to build a skilled nursing or assisted living, I would want to build it and have them run it and take the, you know, I would love to see something down on this end of the county, but I don't want to own it, I don't want to run it, I don't
want
to,
I want to be
a team. I have absolutely no interest in being anything but a partner with them on something like that. And not a skilled nursing, but I'm thinking assisted or greenhouse or but we don't want to run it. We would never want to run it. We would want to partner with them, and that's what they specialize in. That's what they're good at.
True.
And we realize that we're good at what we're good at, and we're good at coming up with ideas and projects and how to get them done. And but I don't want to be in that business.
Okay.
Assisted living costs a lot of money.
Cool. A lot.
Well, that goes back to the concern of the boards. I mean, when your board changes and our board changes, who knows what the next one will do?
Mm-hmm. So. I will haunt them.
But I think
there's no doubt.
I think as long as we have foresight and look down the road, the devil's advocate, so to speak, I think we can get this taken care of where everybody can agree what we need to do.
Give me 2 weeks to ponder.
Glad to.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
You bet.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
Good job.
You're doing a good job.
Thanks, keep it up.
Thanks.
Yeah,
thanks.
You wait till budget. She's going to beat you up in June. Don't take that sweet demeanor. Let's do it. Kate, are you ready? Or, sorry,
that's
not
my
Kate.
Rachel.
Yeah, that's all right. Jim or Joel. Joel just whispered in my ear.
Let's see, what's the first item on here? I've got three things.
Broadband.
You do. Broadband, I think, first.
Okay. I'm going to.
Here you go. There's your agenda.
Okay. All right. I have got a final copy of Joe's contract for guys. Oops, that's mine.
Yeah, I think I got that.
This is the one you had electronically. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Would you guys like me to go over the changes that we made to this from the first draft?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's see. We met, had a conference call last Thursday. Commissioner Noble was there. I was there. Albert, Tammy Crossan from CERC, Sam Bixler from the town of Marbleton, and Joe Sharkey. So we had a list of bullet points after the first vision of this, or first version of this contract that we wanted to talk with Joe about. So you'll see, first of all, one of our bullet points was that he itemized out kind of the cost breakdown of what each phase will cost in this proposal. So you'll see price tags on all of these phases. The first addition that we talked with Joe about is in the first, it's conduct speed tests on up to 15 businesses within the county and create baseline data. His original contract said only to do that with residential properties, so we added businesses to that. The next addition is the very bottom, develop cost comparison for current internet or broadband services in the county compared to neighboring counties. This is a point Albert was really interested in. He really kind of wants to see the cost breakdown of service that's available here and how much it costs compared to other surrounding counties. Again, some more dollar amounts on some phases. The next addition was to develop current infrastructure map for existing fiber optic cable facilities and, if possible, copper and tower facilities, utilizing carrier-provided network data, county and town building permits, and consultants' existing knowledge base by driving state, county, and town roads. So essentially, we asked him if he could map all of the infrastructure in the county, including underground, above ground, towers, all of that, and kind of who owns it, so that we have that baseline.
Has that mapping ever been done before? Because I've heard that this already exists.
Joe did map the state.
What's that?
Well, there's kind of two takes on that. The maps are sketchy, I would say, wouldn't you? Because each company is kind of guarding their maps for some reason, as far as not to raise property values. And
I think you're thinking of CenturyLink. We asked CenturyLink if they would provide us a map of their infrastructure in the county. I think they said they would, but then they came back and refused to provide that to us because they said that it would influence property values. So basically,
I think the bottom line is they just didn't want everybody to see where their infrastructure is.
True.
Yeah.
So back to the original thing, has someone else mapped this before, or has Joe mapped it for someone else? Does it already exist? Because I keep getting this feedback that this already exists.
I can tell you that Joe has mapped infrastructure in this state. I've seen it. I may have a copy of it in my office. It's out of date, though. He did it quite a few years ago.
Okay, so it may have been done, but it's been a long time ago?
I want to say 2008 for some reason, but it could be even older than that. Obviously, a lot's been done since then to increase infrastructure. So.
Yeah, I'm not saying that I don't trust him, but... I've just heard that it exists, and then boom, here's $2,100, but it's work he's done.
Well, I can certainly find out for sure and let you know.
All right.
I do know that there's a map for the state of Wyoming that exists.
Okay.
So, let's see.
If you can find out some information on that.
I'm pretty sure I have a copy of it.
Okay.
But
probably antiquated, out of date.
It's been a few years. Yeah. And I think that he did that for the Wyoming Business Council, actually.
That's kind of what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is that available to the public? Or is that owned by the Wyoming Business Council?
Well, at one point it was.
They got it guarded?
It looks just like a Wyoming state map.
Does it?
Right off map. So I'm thinking at one point it was available to the public, but because it's so old and it has not been updated, I don't think they reprint it or anything.
Okay.
But I can find out about that in the mail for sure.
Thank you.
Let's see, on the next page, develop high-level 10-year internet outlook for Sublette County opinion document. I think really what this directive was to ensure that whatever we do moving forward is going to benefit us 15, 20 years down the road. And from what I've understood from all of these meetings, the key to that right now is fiber in the ground. The next, select 15 business commercial locations to conduct speed tests, gather speed test result data. Seems kind of redundant from the first point.
Is there any specifications on that, whether there will be how many from the north end and how many from the south end, or is it just his discretion doing 15?
I think that's where we would come in as kind of local representatives of the county, is to kind of recommend maybe certain businesses or residences, you know, people that are businesses that we know are having major issues. I think he's going to take our recommendation for that.
So that could include even Daniel.
Sure. Yeah. I don't see why not. In fact, I think, you know, the more samples we can give from different locations in the county would give us, you know, the best overview. And let's see. Lastly, the project cost, we asked him to include his T&E in the contract amount. In the first copy or draft of this contract, it would be additional to the $24,000 we had him included, so now it's $24,800. And that includes up to 9 driving round trips to Sublette County from Garden City, Utah, and 6 hotel nights.
Is that figure going to be it? Or if he finds out he has to come up 12 times, is he going to ask for hotels and the mileage be added to that?
From my understanding, this is it.
All right. Let's talk about the breakdowns of cost sharing.
I'll do my best. I don't know if I can answer.
You went to this meeting just the other night, is that right?
I was not there. Commissioner Noble and Alvin.
Commissioner Noble. Okay, help us out there.
They agreed to pay their $4,000, I believe, was their cost share upon the receiving of this contract. Is it okay for a member of the public to ask a question?
Yes, if you address the chair.
I don't know how to do that.
Go ahead.
So I have a question on this discussion. You're purchasing a map being made, right?
Well, we're purchasing services. Okay.
So do you guys retain ownership of the shape files and all that after it's done?
Yes.
The GIS shape files?
Yes. Yes. Now, that brings up a good point. We need to talk about the cost breakdown, but in the end, are we going to have a document that we can use? Or is this another study to sit on the shelf?
Rachel?
Sure.
Tell me if I'm wrong. I sat through the conference call, and Joe was pretty quiet through the whole first, whatever it was. How long was that call? An hour?
An hour, yeah. An hour and a half.
He was pretty quiet, just listening to everybody's concerns and what we thought. And then finally, when he got to say his piece, is everything he's providing is hard to write down. It's kind of what I took from what he said. And the more we demanded or asked for, the harder it got for him to write down. So it got to a point where, yes, it is somewhat of a leap of faith in Joe's part, but he did say, and he was going to help us move forward with this. We just lay on the table when we were done. He was here to help this happen throughout.
Okay. There'll be some action items at the end of this?
He was going to provide a map. He was going to provide his expert opinion on what our next step should be to move forward. But it probably doesn't have that language in here. But it seemed really difficult for him to put all that into words.
Okay, Commissioner Burnett.
It says in the contract here, reports will be delivered as PowerPoint or Word documents with information provided in bullet point format. So we ought to be getting at least something.
That will give us a direction?
Yes, I would think, according to this contract.
Okay, Commissioner Burnett.
Mr. Chairman, my understanding of this is this would provide us a description of what the situation is on the ground at this time. But as to what we do with it is going to depend on the community and how they determine to use that information and move forward. And wouldn't you say, Rachel?
Yeah, and in the original version of this, I know there was something in here about providing kind of a written recommendation for how we move forward. It appears that's been omitted in this draft, so we need to get that back in there.
Well,
it may end up in the end that each municipality takes this document or whatever and moves forward their own direction.
It says on page
and the county moves forward in its own also. It's given us the opportunity to evaluate what we need.
And it says that it's going to develop a high-level 10-year internet outlook for Sublette County opinion document.
After talking with Joe yesterday, too, I think that he plans to come with you guys, to you guys at least once a month and give you an update on what he's doing and learning throughout this 12 to 16 weeks as well. He wanted to call in today. I just told him I didn't think it was necessary at this point.
I would, Mr. Chairman, I would think that once this is done, it would also help inform the Endow initiative to say, well, here's what's going on in Sublette County, you know, how might that help define opportunities broader that the state's looking for in a bigger picture.
Did this say in here help also with the CAP funding?
Yep, in fact, the first...
It's going to help the other contractors move forward, private contractors move forward with funding in what direction they should go and apply for grants. Or for us to partner up with
them. Joe did say that within the first week after we hire him, that he will really delve into that CAF funding and determine you know, eligibility from company to company, who's maybe already submitted an application and who hasn't.
There's also grants from the Department of Ag, wasn't there?
There's quite a few.
The opportunity for lots of money as soon as we had a direction.
Okay.
Did we not already approve this at our last meeting? So what do we need to do today just to approve this amendment?
Updated version. I mean, we've got an updated contract here, so we approved what we had last week, but we need to approve what we have this week. So.
But it needs to be reviewed, I would imagine.
What's that?
Should it be reviewed?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think as soon as we can get it signed, Joe's ready to start.
Mr. Chairman, I'd make a motion we approve pending review by our attorney, so if Matt looks at it 2 days from now and says you're fine, we can go ahead and
we sign it.
We're done. We'll not have to wait for 2 weeks to take action.
Commissioner Rahauser.
Everybody has agreed to come on board and pay their fair share according to population, and the county is going to pick up the rest of the money.
Right.
And then you received $3,000 from
$3,000 from a private.
Where does that money go?
I think we agreed that the county would be the fiduciary agent of this project.
So it would come to the county.
So I guess my point is would that come off our end of the money so it stays the same?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
I'll second the motion.
Yeah, absolutely.
I wasn't aware of that.
That just happened.
Very
Thursday.
A group from London.
Well, and also where was it? The price had raised with his end results too. So.
Well, not. I mean, it didn't. It didn't. I mean, the original contract said $24,000 plus T&E. We asked him last week to include T&E in his price. So at least now it doesn't count.
Mr. Mayor, do you remember Marbleton's commitment monetarily? Do you remember what that was?
I'll say $2,100.
That's what it seemed like to me. Okay.
It's in your minutes.
And $2,200 from the Wyoming Business Council, if I remember right.
$2,000.
Oh, it was $2,000 flat.
Yeah.
Okay.
$3,600
Was it 4,000 flat? Tom, was it 4,000 flat or over four from Pinedale?
Four thousand.
It was a four flat.
36.
Big Tiny was 1,100.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe we were 2,200.
I think you're 22.
Are you two? I think those were the numbers I presented. Yeah. Based on population.
So the county will be picking up half the bill.
Yeah.
I think we're
51% was what our part was.
Yeah, we had that.
What we had from the minutes last time, Big Tiny $1,100, Marlton $2,200, Pinedale $4,000. CERC was $3,600.
Oh, that's right, I forgot CERC.
Wyoming Business Council $2,000. And our portion at that time was $11,100.
Yeah. Okay.
And that, the name of that was the Bondurant Group LLC, and the man's name was that gave the $3,000. No comment. So they were very excited about what is going on and want to be part of it.
Right.
Isn't Bill the president of the Homeowners Association up there in Hoback Ranches?
Oh, it isn't Tom, it's him directly.
What's that?
Bill Conway's the owner of Bondurant LLC.
Right, but isn't he the president
and he's on
the homeowners association?
Yeah, he's on Hoback Ranches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there's a motion on the table then.
Second.
It's already done.
It's been moved and seconded.
No, sorry.
Been moved and seconded that we approve the contract with Joe Sharkey contingent upon review of the county attorney. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Great. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
And what else did you have, Rachel? You had a couple other things?
I do. The next thing is the visitor center wall in the upstairs office space. We got a letter of intent to sign a two-year lease from the tenant. Mary has a copy of it. So I guess I'm here to let you know that we can move forward with construction at any time now that we have that letter.
Okay. So let's see. Do we turn that over to Andre? What do we do?
Yeah.
Okay. You want to let him know?
I'll let him know and make arrangements.
Okay.
Get it done.
Very good. All right.
And I know Loretta kind of wanted to know what the timeline was a little bit in case she needs to move furniture before.
Maintenance
after.
Will work with her.
Yeah, Andre can chat with her.
Okay. Thank you. Lastly, I wanted to visit with you all about the Connect Sublet Teton project. I'm sure you've heard rumblings about it, but I haven't been here yet to kind of share with you what is going on with it and what we've been working on. It's been about a year now that a small committee of folks have been working on this. It started about a year ago. There were conversations happening. Starbus was kind of looking at running a commuter line down here. A bunch of us went up to Jackson at that point and attended a meeting. After that, we did send a community survey out to kind of gather feedback from local folks who were commuting already. I think we had over 200 respondents to the survey. About 25 of them said that if we started a commuter line down here, they would use it for medical, you know, appointments or grocery shopping or entertainment. Anyway, after that point, Start kind of pulled out of the project just because we couldn't guarantee the ridership that we were looking for. I mean, they run 40 passenger buses. We got 24 folks saying they would use it, but we couldn't guarantee if that many people would be using it every day, you know, 5 days a week for, you know, 6+ months. So we started we brought Sublink Stage, which is a big Piney-based transportation company, into the conversation. They're not as busy as they once were when the man camps were down here. And, you know, they seemed really interested in the project and putting some of their buses back on the road and getting some drivers back to work. Since then, a small group of us have been meeting, which consists of myself, Matt Murdoch from the town of Pinedale, some local business owners, real estate agents, property managers. And we feel that this project has a lot of potential. It's really complementary between the two counties and that Teton has a lot of jobs, Sublet has a lot of real estate available. We all know Jackson's having a housing crisis. So at this point, it's been a really slow go. We're trying to raise awareness, get some buy-in from both communities. On March 2nd, Matt Murdoch and I went to Jackson and gave a presentation at the Chamber's business over breakfast up there, at which about 40 or 50 attendees were there. I've been invited to pitch this to the Jackson Chamber Board at the end of May. And at this point, I would just like for you guys to kind of weigh in on this project and you know, whether or not you think it's viable. There really are a lot of benefits to it. I mean, while we're offering Teton County a solution to their housing problem issue, I think we really stand to gain a lot more in that. You know, it's an opportunity for us to grow our customer base for local businesses and community facilities. You know, move some real estate down here, fill some rental properties, increase property and sales tax for local government, increase enrollment in school districts. I think it could cultivate some entrepreneurial endeavors down here. You know, if this is an economic development diversification, I'm not really sure what is. It kind of hits on all of those facets of ED. Just to kind of go through the packet that I've provided you, the second page, Elena Zeppel provided me these numbers from the Wyoming Economic Analysis Division. They are from 2015, but these numbers indicate that there were 225 people commuting between our two counties back then. So we know people are commuting already. The next couple of pages are some kind of side-by-side comparisons we've done of real estate, you know, in Sublette County versus Alpine versus Teton Valley, Idaho, just single-family homes. You know, what's available down here is more affordable kind of across the board than those other two locations. And the last page, Ryder Property Management put some rental information together for us. Just showing that, you know, again, we're a lot more affordable and obviously we have more availability. I think that, you know, our two counties are bound in a lot of ways already. I know that anytime I go to Jackson, I can't be there for 5 minutes without running into someone I know from down here seeing a couple 23 plates. I think, you know, we know a lot of people are going up there already to grocery shop, you know, go to medical appointments for entertainment reasons. We've got a lot in common as it is. So I'm interested to hear what you think.
Be interested if you could ride this commuter line to the Jackson Airport and save $25 a day parking fee.
Well, yeah. That's another big use for folks down here, right?
Yeah, no kidding. You know, I think it's a worthy endeavor. It's worthy looking into. I don't know how many people would want to save a little to add more time on a travel. But that just depends on the person, their income, their, you know, lots of different factors that way. So, you know, 45 minutes to Alpine or an hour and a half to Pinedale. But, yeah, it's definitely worth looking into.
Do you have room on your committee for either Doc or...
We would love more committee members because it's kind of been Matt and I carrying this thing.
Seems like I got the last committee
assignment. I would think that a member of the Big Piney School Board would be a good person because you could solicit families that have children. Our school district needs children, and it would be a drawing card to bring these people to our community, just for the students.
You know, as far as the idea, I think it's very worthy in terms of looking into it. You know, of course, you have to, your main focus, I think, has been primarily business and real estate, and I can see where they have something to gain. I think the county as a whole would, because they got what we don't in terms of jobs we have, but they don't in terms of housing. If we could work something out, one of the you know, issues, and we've talked about this in the past, you've got some people, if they're traveling an hour and a half in between work and they've got Wi-Fi and can connect and take care of some of their business, it's almost like quiet time on the way home, so it may be a plus. It would be interesting to see what your endeavors produce in Jackson in terms of what they're willing to not only commit to, but to what their take on this. I think we did, Mac and I briefly had that conversation with one or two of the commissioners when we were in Cheyenne, just in terms of economic diversity. We discussed it. So it's, I think, definitely something worth pursuing. It just comes down to who's going to pay for it.
You bet.
Well, I know Sublink would go to work tomorrow if they could, but I know that they want to contract with an entity trying to figure out what that entity is. I mean, it may be the town of Jackson, it may be a group of five of the largest employers out there. I don't know. You know, I think going forward, we're gonna try to keep giving our pitch to those large employers up there. You know, the town of Jackson, the county commissioners up there, any local community groups that we can, and just keep it in front of people, and then maybe someone will bite.
I think your timing's right on, especially with Alpine being closed.
Yeah. Well, I think...
We haven't heard from them for their landfill purposes.
Trash.
Well, I think that Hoback Canyon is open way more often than Teton Pass for sure, especially in the winter, and now it seems like Snake River Canyon. So even though it's a little bit longer drive, you know, it's a nice drive.
I was in Jackson yesterday looking at the newspaper, and there were almost two pages full of run ads for people to go to work. So
yep.
They're really, and I don't know if it's just summer employees or if, but they're looking for everyone.
Yeah, I mean, it really makes a lot of sense. We can solve some major issues in both counties, I think, if we can get it off the ground. But it's been a year, and you know, we haven't gotten very far, so.
Very good.
Anyway,
worthy undertaking.
All right.
Just don't ask for any money.
No, I
don't ask for any money.
I wanted to get your feedback.
Yeah.
So.
I think it's a good idea.
Yeah. So, we'll see what we can do.
Okay.
But if anybody wants to help, I'm more than willing to have help.
We'll spin the bottle here.
All right. Well, thank you, guys.
Okay.
Thanks, Rachel.
Thank you, Rachel. Appreciate that. I don't think there's any further business. We're adjourned.
Thank you.